Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. 2 Corinthians 5, 11 to 21. The Ministry of Reconciliation. Since then, we know what it is to fear the Lord. We try to persuade men. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us, so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than in what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, it is for the sake of God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Amen.
I'd like us to reflect on the Bible lesson that we've had this morning as we consider the topic, the gift of new beginnings. Our lessons, our Bible lessons, remind us of the transformative power of faith and the assurance that we have of God's ongoing work of renewal in our hearts. And I'd like to encourage us as this year comes to a close and we look to the new year to embrace the gift of new beginnings with confidence and, of course, with trust in God's promises that he has already promised us in his word and he's promised us individually. I don't know about you, but for me, the period between Christmas and New Year is usually a time It's usually a very powerful and poignant moment for me because it serves as a time of deep reflection, right? Between Christmas and New Year, it's usually a time to look back on the journey, of my personal journey, and of course, everything that I did in the year. And also to celebrate, because make no mistake about it, we have things to celebrate. We have things to be thankful for, even though all our prayers have not been answered, but we still look deep in your heart. You still have things to celebrate. Praise God. We have things to celebrate. Achievements, some little achievements, some answered prayers, some of the things that we believe God accomplished in us and through us. And also, we, as we look back on those things, we celebrate those things. And then we learn from our challenges. So, a period to look back, a period to celebrate, and more importantly, to learn from all that we've gone through. The challenges, the temptations, the struggles, the lessons, everything that we've gone through, We'll have to learn from them as we wrap up the year and look towards the new year. But the Lord is always a God of second chance, third chance, fourth chance. The Lord is always interested in new things. So it's a time of renewal. It's a time that will refresh our spirits once more again after all the celebrations, after all the family times, the feasting and all those things. It's a time that we will, seek that renewal that comes from God. And also it's a time of anticipation, looking forward with hope to the new beginnings. And let's embrace the possibilities of the promise of a new year. So the time to ask God to help us to build our faith once more and hope in Him. And as a fellowship, let's cherish this time of transition and as we prepare our hearts and our minds for the year ahead of us. And I would like to encourage us to do that with unwavering determination. No matter what happens, the Lord is still on His throne. No matter what happens, He still loves us, I believe. So the first lesson we had this morning is a message of hope and restoration for the people of Israel. This happened after they had been on exile and then a period of hardship. Then the prophet heard God say this in Isaiah 43, as we read from 18. He said, "Do not remember the former things." So it's always the temptation. There is always the temptation to dwell on the past. If we are truthful to ourselves, there's always a temptation to keep recounting all that we've lost, we've missed, all that should have been, how it should have been. But he says this, don't make the mistake to remember the former things. You've been on exile, you're having some hard times, you passed through things, but do not remember those things, nor consider the things of old. Don't even consider them. It's difficult, I know, but this is God saying to me, Isaiah was saying to them, I believe, do not even consider them. You know why? He goes on to say, this is why you don't have to consider. Behold, I will do a new thing. So that's the reason why you have to believe me. I believe he was saying, Isaiah, to the people of God, I've heard from God saying to you, do not remember those former things. Do not even consider those old things. Because why? I will do a new thing, says the Lord. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? You know why? Because the set time is not by us. God is the one that determines the seasons. So it will spring forth, whether you like it or not, it shall surely come. Just like summer comes, spring comes, autumn, and so forth. No contribution of ourselves, but there's someone who sets the time. So it shall spring forth. Like it or not, it shall spring forth. And you will surely know it. So when God does something in your life, you will surely know it. He said, I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So he goes on to say, listen, I'm still going to do something that is even unthinkable, something that is powerful, something that is miraculous. That was one of these days I was doing those Facebook talks earlier in the year. And I was led by God to say, when we don't look with eyes of faith, small blessings might be hard to spot out. When we are always expecting big things from God, always thinking that He wants to answer us this way, He has to answer us this way, and we don't look with the eyes of faith, that means small things, small blessings, we might miss them. So as we look forward to the promise and the gift of the new year, I'd like to encourage us that every sunrise is a reminder that darkness never lasts. Darkness never lasts. So let's learn to embrace the renewed hope and courage. So with each new year, each new day, each new week comes a fresh start, a chance to leave behind the challenges of yesterday and embrace the morning, embrace the new year, embrace the opportunity God has brought for us and let it fuel our spirits with hope and courage. And also let me encourage us to release the weights of yesterday. Release the weight of this year. Release all those weights. For today is a promise, a precious gift that God gives to us to shape a brighter future. Let go. Let's let go of any past burdens and seize the opportunity God is bringing to us to build a future, the future we dream of, the future we hope for. And so each moment is a chance to make those positive changes and move forward. And also, let me encourage us by saying that new beginnings carry the whisper of endless possibilities. So let's listen to the promise within our hearts. Yes, it might be difficult, new beginnings, new things starting, you know, fresh things, but there is the whisper of the endless possibilities that those things will bring in our lives. Let's trust in those opportunities that life brings us and allow our hearts to guide us towards the true purpose that God has for us. So, and with faith as our guide and resilience as our strength, each new step will always unveil a journey of transformation. So let faith lead the way and let us draw strength from the Lord. Let's draw strength from the Word of God, draw strength from one another, because God is still in the big business of changing lives. So as each chapter closes, chapter of the year, chapter of leadership, chapter of whatever happens in our lives, let's turn the page and then feel the excitement with unwritten stories and newfound dreams. So there are things God will do in our lives. Let's celebrate them. But let's embrace the unknown with excitement and anticipation. For I believe that the possibilities that lie ahead of us is rich with God's grace. That's what I believe. Yeah, we might think, what are you doing with me, Lord? You know, when a year is coming to a close, I've not achieved all that I hoped, all that I prayed for. But let's just believe deep in our hearts that there is unwrapped potential waiting for us. God is waiting for us at the end, other end. And so going on to 2 Corinthians, especially in verse 17, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. So God is in the business of changing our lives. Consider the Apostle Paul. You remember he was a persecutor. He used to persecute the church. He was always in the business of scattering and destroying, but God met him. And then his life received a new turn. And then the Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, it's by experience he says this, he is now a new creation. Old things have passed away, and everything is now new. It's like we are now renewed. We are a fresh version of ourselves. And so that's the promise of new beginnings. And as we begin with God, we will have new life with him and we'll walk with him every step of the way. Let me encourage us to embrace change and let go of the past, because it's always difficult to do that, but there is strength and wisdom in doing that, embracing the change that God has in store for us, letting go of the past. It's always challenging to let go of the past. There's always the fear of the unknown with us as humans. And so some past mistakes sometimes, like I've always said, the Bible says the enemy, the devil, is the accuser of the brethren. You know, sometimes when we want to make a new turn and we want to move forward, he will always try to recount those things in our minds. He will always try to remind us of all those things. And like someone said, I think, I can't remember his name, one writer from America says, when the enemy reminds you of your past, remind him of his future. because he's always in the business of reminding you of past mistakes, reminding you of the ways you fumbled, reminding us of where we have been. But let's embrace, like Zacchaeus did in Luke chapter 19. He was small of stature. He had no reason to do what he did, but he made up his mind saying, I will do whatever I will have to do to make sure that I see the Savior. So sometimes some things come to dwarf our faith and to pull us down. Let's agree with ourselves that they are not legitimate enough to drag us down. Bring us a consolation from Revelation 21, verse 5. He said, he who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and truth. So he says, I am making everything new. His words never fall to the ground. He promised he will surely fulfill his words. And he says, write them down. Write them down in your hearts. What does it mean? It means just remark. Mark this. That whatever I have said, I will surely fulfill them. I am making everything new. So let's write it down in our hearts, trusting him that he will surely fulfill what he promised us. I will read a hymn, a poem rather, for us, and I'll bring it up and see if it will come up. As new dawn breaks, a spark of hope, a world renewed, shining bright. Shadows fade, troubles part. In Christ we find our guiding light. Old ways gone, the future near. In each heart a song of grace. With faith renewed, we hold no fear, for God's love fills this sacred place. Every step, a chance to grow in love, in hope, in boundless joy. Through Christ, new paths begin to show, and peace is ours, pure and whole. So, let's embrace these fresh new starts with open hearts and spirits free. In his hands, our lives, our hearts, our gifts of endless possibilities. And I'd like us to join together on the next slide to do the prayer. May the hope of new beginnings inspire you to embrace the dawn of each new day with hope. May the peace of Christ surround you and find solace in his love. Letting go of our bounds. May the joy of the season uplift you. Our hearts are filled with boundless joy. May the love of God fill your hearts. Renews our spirit and guides our steps. And may the light of Christ guide your steps into the new year. With a light, walk in faith. Endless possibilities. Amen. So it's a time and a period that we go into new beginnings. And like I've said, I like to summarize by saying, let's just look back with the eyes of faith. Look back through this year. Celebrate the little things the Lord did in our lives. As a fellowship, even though we are not yet where we hoped we would have been, but when we look deep, we will celebrate some victories the Lord did in our lives. As individuals, look back. In our family, look back. Let's celebrate that the Lord has always been with us. And also open up our hearts to learn from whatever that we will have to learn from, so that we will become better in the new year and that we will walk with him better than we did this year. It is my prayer that each year that the Lord will lead me higher, if there is anything like that, than I have always been. And the Lord will help me to be a better Christian and to know him more. And I've always prayed like Apostle Paul, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. And this is my prayer for us today. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we know you've always been with us throughout this closing year. On this last Sunday of the year, as a fellowship, Lord, we come to you with gratitude in our hearts. We praise you. We thank you for all that you've done in our lives. We thank you for the little things, oh Lord, even some of them unseen, but we know that you have been there for us all this time. When we were sick, we prayed and you healed us. When we passed through things, oh Lord, we know that you were with us. There might be some other prayers that you answered differently. We prayed and we hoped that the outcome would have been different, but you answered differently. Help us, Lord, to still thank you, even in the face of those situations, that you are still the Lord that loves us. Lord, we promise that we will love you every day of our lives. We thank you, Lord, for our children. We thank you, Lord, for our grandchildren, even great-grandchildren. We thank you, Lord, throughout this year that we've seen children attend our services and we've had a connection with Mano Primary School. And we thank you, Lord, for the ones we've touched their lives and the ones that have touched our lives also. We thank you, gracious Lord, for the gifts and the talents and abilities and spiritual gifts that you have given us in this fellowship, that people, we don't look at faces, but we look to you when we serve you. Father, Lord, I thank you and I celebrate you for people who go out of their way to serve you in our fellowship. Those who welcome people, those who prepare the room, those who prepare the kitchen, those who greet others, those who pray, those who sit and smile to others. And I believe, and I've always said, Lord, that no person is useless in your kingdom. We all have something that you've given us, you've gifted us. Lord, we celebrate all these things. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord. When we cried, we believe you heard us. And also we know that whatever you have already started to do in our lives, you will complete it. You will perfect it. There are still some people, Lord, amongst us who are praying, who are still expecting you to bring a change in one thing or the other. Lord, as we celebrate the little things you've done in our lives, we still believe you that you will carry these things through and that it will be done according to your word. Father, Lord, we thank you for those who have visited us in this past year. Lord, some of them did not stay. But, Lord, I know the seeds planted in their lives, wherever they are, we continue to speak in their lives. We pray, oh Lord, as we go into the new year, that you will lead us in that way and the ministry that you have for us, and that you will help us to let go of the past and embrace the future with hope, and embrace the future with open arms, believing that you are who you say you are, and that you will do what you said you will do. Heavenly Father, we pray for the leadership team. We pray, O Lord, for all of us, Lord, that you will continue to fill us with wisdom as we go forward. Precious Redeemer, we thank you, because we know that you hear us. Yes, Lord, you hear us all the time. And that we believe you will always answer us according to your own ways. Blessings and honor, power and majesty be ascribed unto your holy name forever and ever. For we know you are that same God of yesterday, today and forever. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing us. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Let's sing as we close. Jesus Have It All. It's a song by Kenneth Faithfull. Each time I sing it,